Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson and I thank you as always for hitting play. Today is January the 29th and I'll be honest, not a lot happened on this day in rock it seems. So I'm going to quickly plug tomorrow's show first. Know This Day Rocks tomorrow as it's the return of the big interview show. If you're a new listener, then most Mondays I'll bring you a big interview show, an extended interview with a big classic rock star from the 60s, 70s or 80s. Then Tuesday through Sunday, you'll get one of these short rock dailies. Anyway, tomorrow's show is episode 80 and it features a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from one of the most controversial groups of all time. And that's all I'm saying. You'll need to download tomorrow's episode for that. But back to today's meager pickings. Well, I've got Paul Simon's musical, The Cape Man. It opened on Broadway on this day in 1997. Only lasted 68 performances, though. Ouch. Another ouch. Stevie Nicks married Kim Anderson. She later said this in quotes, "Terrible, terrible mistake." 1970, Johnny Cash's album, Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. It reaches gold certification. I'm struggling here. The Beatles recorded German versions of their hits, She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand on this day in 1964. And let's see, Super Bowl 23, 1989, anybody? Billy Joel gets to sing the national anthem? Yeah, scraping the barrel. Anyway, let's get to the main bit, shall we? For today's main show, we're remembering a great, underrated lead singer who was born on this day in 1947. Yes, born on this day in 1947 was Uriah Heep lead singer David Byron. He had an incredible voice, powerful, a huge stage presence, he was very flamboyant and, as I said, very much underrated, as are the band in my opinion. Now, they rose through the hard rock, early metal scene of the late 60s, early 70s, along with Black Sabbath and Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin. David sadly succumbed to his alcohol demons, though, in 1985 when he was just 38 years old. Now, I spoke with, sadly the only original member of Uriah Heep that's still alive, Mick Box, on episode 23 of Vintage Rock Pod. And here's a short clip of him talking about David. To you, sum up David, what made him so special?
Well, number one, he had the most marvellous voice, a fantastic voice. And David was one of these vocalists that lived inside a song. You know, he wasn't just a vehicle for it. You know, and I think that's where it comes through in the grooves. It comes through when people hear his voice. There is a deep honesty there that just springs out of everything. You know, he was just wonderful. And of course, he had a great range, vocal range. You know, he got up really high too. You know, do the screaming, like, which was very important in those days.
Yes, of course.
And he also had charisma. You know, by the bucket load, you know, I always said, you know, if you were in the Albert Hall, it was a full up. And David came in one of the exits, you'll know he was there. You know, he had that sort of charisma, you know.
Brilliant.
In the end, a lot of that charisma was his downfall, I believe, you know, because you couldn't leave it on stage. He had to have it everywhere. And it's not healthy then.
The brilliant Mick Box there talking about David Byron, who was born on this day in 1947. Check out the full interview with Mick on episode 23 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. Break from the norm. I won't be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness, as it's the return of the big interview show. And as I said, it's a big Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, so you need to make sure you listen. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.